Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. I'm reading today from Extreme Devotion. That's a devotional book put out by Voice of the Martyrs. The believer that I'm about to describe was not a victim, definitely a victor, an example of extreme devotion. Today we visit once more Old Romania and Pastor Richard Wurmbrand. "You're lying," Lieutenant Grecu screamed at the imprisoned pastor, Richard Wurmbrand. "Tell us the truth about your Christian activities and about others in your church. Here, write it out for me, all the rules that you have broken in the prison." Wurmbrand sat and quietly wrote down all of the prison rules he had broken. And when he was finished, he added one final paragraph. "I have never spoken against the communists. I am a disciple of Christ who has given us love for our enemies. I understand them and I pray for their conversion so that they will become my brothers in the faith." And then he signed his name boldly at the bottom. Grecu read the declaration. His face softened as he got to the end, overwhelmed that Wurmbrand could write about loving a government that had arrested and tortured him. "This love," he said, "that is one of your Christian commandments that no one can keep." "It's not a matter of keeping a commandment," Richard replied gently. "When I became a Christian, it was as if I had been reborn with a new character, full of love. Just as only water can flow from a spring, only love can come from a loving heart." In the following months, Wurmbrand spoke of Christ's love many more times to Lieutenant Grecu, who eventually gave his life to Christ. Acts 4:29 says, "Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness." Declaring your faith in Christ is simply saying it loud enough for others to hear and receive it. It doesn't mean you're obnoxious. It doesn't mean you must be extraordinarily extroverted. It simply means you're an open book for others to read about Jesus Christ. And you're willing to read it aloud. We are often hesitant in our witness for Christ. We don't wish to offend. We don't want to be ill-received. And yet our taciturn testimony may cause us to miss the opportunity to lead someone to faith in Christ. What would it mean for you to declare your faith in Christ today? To whom should you define and deliver God's message of grace? For your own copy of Extreme Devotion, just email Voice of the Martyrs at thevoice@vom.org. That's thevoice@vom.org. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun, and Lord willing, we will talk again real soon. Bye-bye.